Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Because we've got double the trouble here today.
Yes, yeah. And on screen, they are siblings dedicated to stopping crime and serving justice. And off screen, one's in a boy band and the other is a former model, and they're real life besties.
I mean, does that sound familiar, Rossi?
I know,
it does,
right?
To me.
Please welcome Blue Blood stars Donnie Wahlberg and Bridget Monaghan.
Fun. I mean, we're besties. I know how much our life changed also when we came together, and it just got better.
Yeah, when you meet that person who you can be besties with in real life and then get to work with each other, there's nothing luckier than that, right?
For sure. I think, we knew the moment we met we were going to be friends forever, I think. We did a pilot before Blue Bloods, and we got along so well, and when I read Blue Bloods for the first time, I was like, oh my God, Bridget has to play my sister. The show never got on the air, the first show. Yeah. So we were like, I really want to work with her again.
I kind of love the story to Bridget too, that your wife, Jenny, is it true that you sort of nudged Jenny McCarthy, who we love?
I love Jenny McCarthy. Jenny, she's been on our show.
She said hi.
And I know, Bridget, you sort of nudged them to date each other.
I know you guys were already a super hot flirtation already.
Well, yes.
But chemistry there.
I definitely said he's a good, as my mother would say, a good doobie.
No, Jenny and I were kind of low-key dating, and New Kids,
right.
So every year I film Blue Bloods all year for 9 months, and then I go on tour with the New Kids on the Block. And so I was on tour, and she was in L.A. We were performing in L.A. Jenny came to the show, and Bridget came to the show. So I had Jenny in a room, and we were hanging out talking, and they said, oh, Bridget's there. I said, well, bring her in. And she kind of looked at me and went,
what?
And looked at her. But I could tell by the look on Bridget's face that she loved this, that she loved her and I together, and I knew they knew each other before, and her reaction meant so much to me and meant so much to Jenny, and Jenny asked her questions, and she was like, tell me about this guy, and thankfully, Bridget said good things.
That's what you want with your friends.
Yes.
Yeah. And your relationship with Jenny, it's hot, I have to say. Like, you guys are always, you talk about it, you're open about it. And I love how connected you are. You talk about shooting all the time in New York. You're on the road a lot. She's on the road a lot as well.
Is it true about the FaceTime?
That's what I was going to ask
That you guys sleep together on FaceTime?
Yeah. I'm away most of the year working. She goes to L.A. and films The Masked Singer. I go to New York and film Blue Bloods. We live in Illinois. But we now have the luxury of being able to sleep together when we're apart. So whoever's going to sleep first just calls the other one. We spend the whole night together when we're not together. And not that we're insecure or that we need to do this. We love to do it.
Oh,
and,
I get nothing but positive vibes from
and
that.
I love my wife.
You're the first person making me think technology is a good thing.
It's good. It's great. It's like, why not, right? Why not? We're going to miss each other. Why wake up saying, oh, my God, I missed you. I woke up at 3 in the morning. I tell her, if you wake up at 3 in the morning and can't sleep, just tap me on the shoulder through the phone, and I'll wake up and hang
she's
out with you for
a while.
She's
kind of like that extra person at the family dinner, because the phone is always there, and in between takes, it's like, hi, honey, hi, honey, hi, and we're all, Jenny, so she's always
the
she's
famous
always
Blue Bloods ending of every episode, right? The Sunday supper. I don't know if that's what you guys call it, but I feel like that's what I call it watching it.
I feel like that's what you guys are doing all the time.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Speaking of technology, this resurgence, this new generation's perception and just masticating Sex and the City is so wild to me, because that is my life. Like, I feel like I don't remember life pre-Sex and
the
City.
Was there? I'm not aware of it. Was there a life before? No, I don't remember. And now that it's on Netflix, people are, I mean, generations are rediscovering it. I'm re-watching it over and over. Have you binged it again? Have you gone back?
I have not binged it again. I just want to have, like, a sleepover with some young girls and to... Well, you don't... Are you... You're...
Can we
you want to come over?
Yeah.
I'll bring Jenny.
Yeah.
On FaceTime.
I mean, it was so formative and so pivotal. And I remember watching through the decades, like, I felt like more of a Charlotte. I had a Charlotte era.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a Samantha era?
Yes, I did. I started as a Samantha and a Carrie. I tried to be a Charlotte for a while.
Wait, who are you now?
Yeah, where are we?
I think I'm probably, well, Miranda in And Just Like That is very different than Miranda in the Sex and the City.
True.
So I would say I'm a little more Miranda in the old Sex and the City. I'm not And Just Like That Miranda.
Yeah.
And
are you a Natasha?
I think I'm a Natasha. Don't you think I'm a Natasha? I have been, I think, all of them.
Yeah, I always love Natasha.
Love Natasha!
Love Natasha! Even
Natasha.
Though, we're rooting for Carrie, you couldn't deny that Natasha was being wronged all the time.
And seeing you in And Just Like That, and I want more Natasha. I feel like you have always been that force in the show that is a barometer for decency and strength. Like, you weren't afraid to...
Natasha!
So is there
a banner?
That's gonna be her new nickname on Blue Bloods, by the way. I'm gonna have the whole dinner table calling her Natasha.
Natasha!
Is there any chance we'll get more Natasha And Just Like That?
I need it.
I don't have any answers. I know that all my girlfriends have come up with a very juicy storyline that I feel like we need to pitch to the creators there and maybe get it going.
I can't
release it here. This would be bad.
Okay, really? This is a good idea. We're going to pitch it to Michael Patrick King.
Yeah.
Okay, up next, we're going to get all the hot goss on the end of Blue Bloods. We'll be right back.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case.
Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
All right, we're back with Blue Blood stars Donnie Wahlberg and Bridget Moynihan.
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block. Come on. Listen to that. Iconic.
Iconic. Okay, I thought about a night that I remember walking through a sea of girls at a hotel on the Sunset Strip.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
And I got to go into Jordan Knight at Jordan Knight's hotel room.
Oh.
And and it was like, literally, I was getting to live out every girl's fantasy.
Not just the girls' fantasies, I just want to say.
You know what? You're right, Rossi.
Thank you so much.
But all we did was he played the keyboard, and about 3 a.m, I left and went home, and it was the loveliest, most chaste evening of my life.
Yeah. Aw, that's a beautiful story.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
You didn't think that was where it was going,
no,
right?
No.
That wasn't where I wanted it to go, no. I think, at the time.
I'm proud of you and disappointed in you at
I
the
know.
Same time.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, well, we love New Kids on the Block, and there's a new album
tour.
Yep. So when you go on tour, is there any chance, like, we're going to see those famous ripped jeans that you used to wear?
Wow, the ripped jeans. There they are.
There they are right there, please.
That's actually last year I put those ripped jeans on. I found them in a storage unit.
Wow.
And I took out everything, and the ripped jeans were there, and these jackets were there that I wore on the Magic Summer Tour 34 years ago, and yeah.
Oh.
Now, the jeans actually kind of fit, so I cut the back out. My butt's gotten really big over the years. I'm just saying. Sorry, Bridget. Sorry. I can still fit the clothes.
Uh-huh.
The jackets, but my butt is just, sorry, it's just gotten really big.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
We gotta talk about Blue Bloods.
I don't feel like there was also life before Blue Bloods.
Totally.
We have a clip and then we'll discuss it. Let's take a look.
I seem to remember Danny had a fight with Gordy McElroy one time.
Yeah, fight is a very generous term.
I believe you're familiar with the expression, you should see the other guy.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was the other guy.
No way.
Yeah, and he walked around with oversized shades for about 2 weeks.
Well, at least I look cool.
Wow, we love those scenes and the families all together.
Also, you cannot fake that chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a family. It's been 14 seasons. This is the final one. There's two parts to it. How are you guys feeling about it? Because I think everybody's really upset and sad, but also happy and satiated.
More upset and sad.
But
more
like,
upset and sad.
What is
yeah,
it feel like after 14 years saying goodbye to these characters?
You're looking like a family in these dinners because you are a family.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
I think it's more saying goodbye to the people behind the characters.
Yeah.
Like, we've created such a family on set with each other and the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the crew has been with us for 14 years. Mm-hmm. So we've been through a lot of weddings and births and deaths and everything.
Yeah.
So we've really, we've been through it all with each other.
And you're also directing, which is, you know, that is such an exciting place to...
So
biggest supporter right here.
She's so good. I remember, I don't know who it was, so I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but somebody came to me early on. Someone said, well, Bridget wants to direct, and I was like, yeah, and she's gonna do it, right? It was like, do you think there's anything that she can't do? And she's been lights out, phenomenal.
See, that's what I'm talking
about. She's so, but it's just, you can just, when you do what we do, you just know.
Yep.
And she just stepped right in and is so good.
There's a reason you've been on for 14 seasons.
That's right.
Why you're so beloved. It's because it's just a family atmosphere, and you can see the love between you right now. Thank you for 14 beautiful seasons of Blue Bloods.
And you can watch Blue Bloods Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And up next, why are romance scams on the rise?
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know, but I want to know. Uh-huh. Oh my God, we're tackling it. True crime in honor of Blue Bloods with Deborah Norville next. Uh-huh. We'll be right back.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, welcome back. Sorry, just girl talking during the commercial break. Because that's what we do here. He has the right to remain perfect.
Oh.
That's Ross Matthews.
Well, that's me. Hello, everybody. Hi.
And our accomplice at this desk today is the accoladed host of Inside Edition, our news neighbor and family, Deborah Norville.
Hi, Deborah.
Hey,
girlfriend.
Hey, boss. How are you?
Nice so
we're
good to see
inspiring.
You.
Yes. To do, you know, everything. And Deborah, you've had like so many investigative reports. And I remember speaking to you about the time where you spent like a week in jail.
Oh my God, yes. This was terrible.
What was that
like? Yeah, where was this?
It was horrible. It was in Davidson County, North Carolina, and the sheriff down there looked in the TV camera and he said, "She don't get out till I say she gets out." And that man was serious.
Wow.
It was terrible. I mean, and the worst was when you go to jail, they ask you all these questions and then they pat you down. And you are, may I stand up?
Yes,
so you're
please.
Like this, and they have like little handprints here, little footprints. You put your hands on the hands and the feet on the feet, and you're like this, and the lady is patting you down. And she got right here, and she said, "Oh, no, you don't." I'm like, "What do you mean, oh, no, I don't?"
What did you have there, Deborah?
My bra.
Oh, okay.
My bra. She said, "You're not wearing that bra?" I said, "I am not going to jail without a bra on." And she says, "Well, you're not wearing that one." I'm like, "Why?" She said, "Your underwires could be a weapon."
What could they do with an underwire?
Oh, let me just tell you like what they could do with
unlock.
It. You file it, you make it sharp, you go slash, 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 slash. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you were there for 1 week.
A whole entire week. So, people, keep it this way. Do not commit a crime. Do not do the time. You won't enjoy it. But you'll enjoy watching Drew. And they don't let you watch Drew Barrymore on TV.
Well, now there's reason enough not to go.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, Deborah, we are here, and you know how I always like to...
Oh.
Get into some true crime.
She got her lamp
here.
On.
Well, she means business.
I was wondering, it's like Pixar meets true crime. Deborah, will you kick us off with some crime stories? You know I watch Inside Edition every night.
Who
absolutely.
Doesn't?
Every
absolutely.
Night.
Okay, you're up.
And I'm actually surprised we have not had this one on Inside Edition yet. The New York Post reports that a porch thief disguised as a trash bag was caught stealing packages from someone's house. Now,
oh
who's
gosh.
Not going to notice this, right? This living, moving bag creeps up on the porch, The feet are sticking out. They steal the package now. He's holding the package. It kind of looks like Cousin It, right?
A little bit.
From the Addams Family.
This is like the cutest crime I've ever seen.
The homeowner thought this was super funny, so he didn't call the cops because the package only had a couple of phone chargers worth about $10 in there. But that is, I think, very funny.
Oh, you think it's cute? I think it's kind of trashy.
Aura.
Thank you so much. Waste of time. Deborah Norville got a pun in there.
Waste of time.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good.
Have you ever had someone steal something off your porch? Like a delivery?
No.
You have that? Oh my
Not
God.
Yet.
That would make me so mad. Do you know I waited 2 days for that delivery and you stole it? How dare you?
No.
All right, what about this? A different type of thief. Complex.com reports that a woman in Australia was caught on camera doing yoga before getting caught by the police for allegedly stealing croissants from a bakery. Yeah, so the video was taken. There she is, right in front of the shop before the crime was reportedly committed. She's just, you know, look at her just doing, what is that, downward? I don't know.
Do you think they sped it up?
I hope they sped it up, because she's
really
quick.
Quick.
So according to authorities, in addition to pastries, she also made off with a pair of shoes and an iPad from the bakery. I mean, doing yoga...
For the Zen
yoga. Yes.
Like, yogis are, you know, namaste. I see the light in me, sees the light in you. This was not very yogi of her to go and then
steal. No, but you know what
steal.
That reminds me of when I watched that? You guys remember Home Alone 3? And the lady criminal, before she breaks into the house to steal the robocar that had the chip that the bad guys wanted?
Yes.
She did yoga. She did, like, all this stretchy thing. Y'all have to remember this. The lady in the white snowsuit? Yeah.
The one thing I didn't have on my bingo card today was Deborah Norville quoting Home Alone 3. I did not see that coming.
I love that you have a bingo card for what life will present.
You don't know me, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I love that. All right, well, does falling in love sometimes seem too good to be true? Well, we've been seeing dating scams everywhere in the news. And when we come back, Deborah is going to tell us about them and how to avoid it because, listen, it's out there and it's happening. And I'm on a dating app, so I need to know the story. We'll be right back. I cannot wait.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been there for a while. Oh, welcome back. Again, girl talking in the break. Sorry, but that's what happens when Deborah Norville is here. That's what we do.
The one and only.
And we have one last story.
Well, The Guardian says, if you think only lonely middle-aged women fall for romance scams, you might be the perfect victim. Because this is something that is happening to people of all ages. That people are talking about it. Deborah, tell us about the rise of the dating scam and how it's affecting people.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. CBS News and Jim Axelrod's investigative unit has been looking at this. And they have revealed the impact of some of the romance scams around the country. They've got a series called Anything for Love Inside the Romance Scam Epidemic. And after they scare you to death, they also have some tips. And here are some of them that CBS's investigative unit is suggesting. If someone seems too perfect, they probably aren't perfect. Be aware, especially if they ask you to go off the dating app and communicate directly. Do not give them your cell number until you've met them in person. Here's another one. If they always have an excuse of why they can't meet in person, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a red flag. If you have not met this person after chatting with them for a few months, for whatever good reason, you should be suspicious.
Okay.
Here's another one. Don't send money to anybody that you've only communicated with online or by phone. That fact that I even have to tell you that tells you how many stupid people there are out there. Do not send them money.
Deborah Norville, we love you. You are our sister. You are our family. Catch her, as I do, every night on Inside Edition. It's check your local listings. We make this show for you, everybody, so just take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.